It has often been said that Jaws is the world's most popular screen reader, and Jaws for Windows in January of this year celebrated its 10th anniversary. Jaws, of course, originally developed by Henter Joyce, which subsequently became a division of Freedom Scientific. And at this year's CSUN conference, held in LA last week, Eric Damery began his Jaws version 6.1 presentation by paying tribute to the users and customers of Jaws over the last decade. In part one of the Jaws version 6.1 presentation, we pick it up where Eric begins to talk about some of the new features.
So the next release coming out is 6.1, and that is a free update for all of our 6.0 customers. It'll be a downloadable update, and I hope to have it up at the end of this month. So we're almost there. It's right around the corner. And that's the version I'm going to run here today and show you, and I'll point out what's different between 6.0 and 6.1 as we go. But the most significant difference in 6.1 is that we are now building Unicode, which means for those people who were getting Japanese versions and Arabic versions and versions in Hungary and Russia, they're going to be able to get access to the latest and greatest technology that we're building in the English release right away. So this is a big step for us, and Jaws is a worldwide product. We're really only selling about 50% of our licenses here in the U.S., by the way. Most of the growth is outside the U.S., and that's good for us here in the U.S. because it's funding the development effort to keep on bringing the technology forward. One of the biggest changes we made this past year was taking some of the development efforts that had gone into the PacMate version of Jaws and bringing them to the desktop in respect with Braille output in particular. So for those of you who are using refreshable Braille, you'll notice that the Braille output in 6 is significantly different. You're getting Braille flash messages now, so you can really turn speech off and start to use the computer just with Braille output. What we'll try and do now is get through about 4 key components or features that I think are interesting and I want to make sure everyone is aware of that are in the 6.0 and some of it is coming in 6.1. And I'm going to show you at the end a very unique feature, so please stick around. And that is, I've got a PacMate up here, our PDA device, and at the end of the session here, the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to set up an active sync connection between the PacMate and my laptop. And then I'm going to use the PacMate as my keyboard, synthesizer, and Braille display for my PC. So you can do this with a wireless active sync connection, and I could literally, if I had the wireless set up, I could walk out in the hallway and give the presentation on my laptop from my PacMate keyboard. Very slick. So we'll show you that at the end. And that's coming in the PacMate 3.0 software due out in just a couple of months. But it's all the compatibility from the Jaws side is all in 6.1. It's ready to go. And it will work whether you have the QWERTY version of the PacMate or the Braille input version. We've set it up for both. So you can literally use your Braille input on a PacMate to drive your desktop computer. Pretty slick. Okay, the first thing I want to talk about and demonstrate is the training aspect of Jaws. We, with the release of 6.0, have developed a Daisy Reader. We called it FS Reader, and we've created a demo version of the Daisy Reader, which gets installed when you install Jaws 6.0. So if anyone in the room has Jaws 6.0 on a computer back in their room, you already have the FS Reader. It's on your desktop. Go to your desktop, hit F, you'll find FS Reader demo, launch it, and if you pick up at the booth down the hall where registration is, the Daisy format of the agenda and the menus and all of that, you can go back to your room now and use the FS Reader demo to actually read that because our watermark is in those files. We set this up with CSUN ahead of time. So I'm going to launch the FS Reader in our 6.1 product.
Title is Jaws.
And one of the things I found out after we released 6.0 is people couldn't find the FS Reader demo. They didn't know what it was. They thought that was, you know, what's the Reader Rabbit? It's the FS Reader. Something to do with Reader Rabbit. Well, they couldn't find it. So what we've done now is if you go to the Jaws window, go to the Help menu.
All day, menu bar, menu training.
Should I slow this down just a tad?
No.
Yeah, some are saying no, some are shaking their head. Please. I'll turn it down just a tad.
Although, basics, dot, dot, dot. Voices of men enter. Global adjustment enter. Menu global. 25%. 15%. 25%.
Yeah.
We'll be here at 12:30. Okay, so in the help menu, there's a choice now called training in 6.1. When you press enter, it will launch the FS Reader, and it will go directly to the file open dialog, which points at the training folder inside of JAWS. And when you install your JAWS 6.0, you hear a question at the end. Do you want the basic training material? Do you want the what's new? If you say yes, it installs those files in the training folder. So when you go to training, you'll see the list of all the training material there. Now, if you put in, one second, if you put in the DAISY CD here into your CD drive and then go to the file open, it looks at your CD drive, so you'll see all the agenda stuff. Question in the back?
What about if you have it on a server? We have JAWS on the server at my college.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. If you come by the booth and ask that, I'll make sure I have the right
person. And the question was, what if JAWS is on a server?
But absolutely, if we can get this training material in people's hands in an accessible manner, this is a good thing. So that was a reason for this. So let's launch it.
Enter menu bar, leaving menu bar.
I guess I didn't really slow it down much.
FS Reader and titles. Titles list new 1-14. Open dialogue. Titles list new 2005 CSUN conference program 1-1, 1-14.
So there's the CSUN conference. If you hit J.
J, JAWS basic training.
We find the basic training. That's 5 hours worth of basic training material.
Enter.
You can read it with JAWS. You can tab into it.
Tab.
Oh, it's loading the file up here. It takes a minute.
Level 1. Introduction. Level 31. Tab. Read only edit. Hello, my name is Dan Clark. I'm with the Training Department of the Freedom Scientific Line / Low Vision Group.
So you can have JAWS read it. You can also get it in Braille that way. Or you can just tell it to play.
I'll be walking you through a series of training modules using JAWS version 6 and Windows XP. JAWS is a screen reading program that...
So then Dan reads this information to you, and you'll also hear JAWS in the background playing at the same time. You can pause it, you can Alt-Tab away, go to an application, and try it out. Then come back and play it again.
How did you do that?
The question was, how did you do
that?
Control P. You go to the menu bar, there's about 6 keystrokes to learn here. What question?
I found some, recently I've been training blind people on JAWS, and I found some errors in your training material that I've been taking from the site that, where it wasn't updated to 5.0, it was still giving some information
yes.
to 4.5. Mm-hmm. Have you made, when are you going to make those changes?
We're making those changes right now, and that's one of the beauties of doing it in this way, that I've actually had Dan in making changes between the 6.0 release and the 6.1 release. So the basic training material now, it's all on the program CD. It's great. We can update it and check it in immediately. So we're going to be maintaining this stuff and keeping it much more current.
Great.
Yeah, and it was difficult before because we literally had to go to a recording studio and get it all recorded. It was much more difficult. This is a big breakthrough. Plus, we can create these other little short files that some of you may have heard, some of the recordings I did on audio recordings out there on the training pages. But we now ship those in the product. One of them is about Excel. One of the new features coming in 6.1 is the ability to, you know how you could go into a spreadsheet and you could teach JAWS where the intersecting point was of the column and the row headings, and you could train JAWS about a particular spreadsheet. Well, that was great, except only the people that understood how to do it in JAWS could make an Excel spreadsheet work. That was the trouble. So one of the new features in 6.1 is that we're tapping in to the object model and the feature in Excel that allows you to name cells. So you can now, as the author of a spreadsheet, create a simple name in an intersecting point of where the column and row headings are. And any JAWS customer, any JAWS user that loads that spreadsheet up, JAWS automatically reads the right row and column headings. It's really slick. They don't have to set it up inside of JAWS. It's a feature that the author of the spreadsheet can create. And so there's a little tutorial, a 15-minute tutorial, in the DAISY material here that explains how to set that up. And yes?
Another training question. Will you also be updating your training applications for Excel and Word?
They are working on updating those. The reality is, we're not selling many of them, to be honest with you, so it's hard to keep putting the effort there. And part of the reason is that there are many people out there creating some tutorials right now that are doing a pretty good job on the internet, and a lot of them are specific to our product, for instance. And so it's hard. There's an awful lot of material, and if you do a search for JAWS training in Google, I'll bet you'll find a bunch of sites that offer good tutorials on Word and Excel, stuff that's current.
Good.
Okay?
I was bringing my own, so that would be helpful.
Okay. Questions on the FS Reader? One of the things that has been asked several times is, well, what makes it a demo? Well, what makes this a demo version is it only reads DAISY books that contain our watermark. We put this watermark in it, which is a real small little line of code in the DAISY file after it's been created. And so the demo will only read a file that has that. That little line of code doesn't interfere with anything else. So you can take our DAISY books, our training material, and you can go to any DAISY player you have and you can read them. So it'll work with your hardware or software DAISY players.
Is FS Reader shipping yet?
Yes, FS Reader is not shipping today, but it'll be shipping before the end of the month. It's $79.95 if you're in the SMA program. So if you're a JAWS license holder in the SMA program, it's either expired or you're still entitled to upgrades. There's a special till May 15th on it. I think it's $54 or something with the discount.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a version of the FS Reader that's available and going to be shipping for the PacMate. So if you... And if you want to get them both, there's a package price. I think it's $119. So you get a DAISY reader for Pocket PC on the PacMate, and you get the desktop version. The next feature is the Citrix Terminal Services stuff, which I won't show since I don't have the internet connection, but let me describe to you what we want, okay? I'm running JAWS 6.1 on this computer back in St. Petersburg. I have a Windows 2000 terminal, a Windows 2000 server. Could be a newer 2003 server or whatever. It can be the new stuff too. Set up, and it's locked right now. So it's turned on, but it's locked. So if you walked into the office and looked at the computer, you'd think, no, nobody's using it. Well, I can go to remote desktop here and put in the address, the IP address, and log into that computer, and my desktop here goes away, and that desktop presents itself once I put in my password. And it recognizes me as a JAWS user that's using JAWS because it knows who I am. We've set this up with the IT guy. And it launches a session of that desktop for Eric Damery, and it starts JAWS on that computer. There's a version of JAWS installed there, and it launches a JAWS. Now, if you were in the room, you'd never know what was happening. Doesn't come up and start talking on that computer. But it comes up here, and it's real time. And so all of a sudden now, as I hit the Windows key here, a start menu opens, but it isn't the start menu on this computer. It's the one in Florida. And you can go through and run applications there. And you can come back to this computer, do something, go back to that computer. So it's nice because you can run applications that are only run at the office. We have contract support people now with Freedom Scientific that live around the country that need access to something that runs only on the servers at our office, so they're using this remote access to get into it. Now, there is a cost to it. Let me just cover the cost and how you can get it. We call it remote access, and you have to enable your authorization to allow for it. You have to have JAWS installed at both places, and you've got to pay, it's a $200 fee per seat for the person who wants to use it. So I have standalone authorization on this computer, and I purchased it, well, they gave it to me, actually. So I have the remote access enabled on my license. And when I log onto that computer looks at my license and says, are you remote access enabled? I am. It runs JAWS. So I don't have to have the authorization installed at the Florida location. It's here that it's getting its authorization from. The question?
One-time fee.
One-time fee. Question in the back?
Yeah, I do tech support, and so would I be able to have access to other computers our organization has
If they have JAWS and it's the same version,
right,
installed on their machines,
yeah,
and they allow you to log into their machines,
right,
and you have the $200 authorization on your license, you can log on and run their computer.
So I'm the only one that would need to have the authorization.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
For a quick, you know, what I think it would be interesting to know is let's say you were a tech support for a department and you had sighted users that don't have jobs, but you need to shadow them.
Big trouble.
You can't do that?
No. That is technology that's not available today from any screen reader, really. You've got to have the screen reader installed and running on the server side, because what you're getting at the client side is just a bitmap. So you've got to have your application running with those applications in order to do it, okay? In the future, I think that some technology will change, and we're meeting with Microsoft here this week. Hopefully we'll hear more about it, but today that's not possible. Questions? Yes?
Would it be possible to repeat some of the questions?
Oh, I'm sorry. So the question was, if I'm a blind tech support person and I support sighted people, can I log on and fix their machine? And the answer is no, you have to have the screen reader installed at both locations today. That's the way the technology is at this state. And this is, I will also say that while we are starting to roll this out, this is not real complicated, but it's a little more sophisticated than just installing the software on a local machine. You got to set it up. Citrix and Terminal Services, by its very nature, is more complicated. So I would encourage you to read up on it, ask questions before you start making your moves, and then walk carefully into it. And there was another question here. Sir, in the front?
This probably isn't, but if you install the JAWS demo on the machine, since it's your authorization.
Good question.
Theirs would still kick off after 4 minutes.
If you install the JAWS demo on the machine, can you do this? Well, don't use the JAWS demo. If you download the live version of JAWS with the new Internet License Manager, ILM, and install it on your server with no authorization, if you tried to run it at the server side, of course, it would come up and it would ask you, do you want to activate or do you want to run as a demo? Don't install the demo version. Install the live version. And then you don't have to worry about the authorization there, because when the client guy, when my computer logs into it, it gets its authorization from here and runs. Okay? Simple enough, David?
In relation to that, could you do the same thing with the USB dongle version?
Yes and no.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, I'll repeat the question. Can you do something with the dongle with all of this? Well, one of the nice new features of the ILM release that we did, this new Internet License Manager, that version of the software, if you've installed it on your computer, if you get a dongle for your serial number, you can plug your dongle into your USB port at the client side. On my computer here, I can plug my dongle in.
What's a dongle?
A dongle is a small little, like a thumb drive, that plugs into the computer. It's a piece of hardware used for authorization.
People that don't have floppies
have been using it, right. But now they don't need to do that because we got this new scheme, right? So you plug your dongle in, and the dongle, when you launch JAWS, it gets its authorization straight from the dongle. It looks there first. If it finds a dongle, it works. I want to move on to a couple of very exciting features, I think, in the product. One, hopefully many of you have heard about and used, and one that's been there that you probably haven't heard much about and you haven't used. So the first one is the ability to do custom labels. Anybody using it yet?
Yeah.
Anybody like it?
Yeah.
It works good. I'll give you a quick description, and then we'll go on and we'll see how it works. I've got some websites. I got some web pages local here. Essentially, if you are browsing the internet and somebody either didn't properly label the content, so, you know, you ever hit one of those links and it just reads off some long number with backslash, blah, 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 blah. And, or you go to some prompt and you just hear nothing. When you get to the prompt, it says edit or whatever. Like Google, when you land on the Google site, it says edit. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say search for colon edit, like file name colon edit, just says edit, because there is no prompt. Or maybe the prompt isn't very appropriate. Maybe there's some other text off to the side of the control that if you could see that at the same time, it would all come together, it would make sense. So, I mean, web content is still designed and developed for people who are looking at the screen. So the custom label tool gives us something that we can use whether we're in HTML, in a Word form, or in a PDF form so that we can train JAWS that when you're on this particular form or on this particular URL and you run across this item, this is what I want you to tell me. So I'll show you how that works a little bit. We'll do some samples. And these things are stored on your computer in a JAWS folder. And the next time you launch your computer and go back to that location, it will remember those things. And if you really take it to a degree and label something and get it set up really good that others might benefit from, you can use the settings packager to take all these rules that you set up, put them together, export them, give them to someone else, and they can import them to their computer and take advantage of what you set up. So if you fix an online banking site and you know someone else that uses it and struggles with it, you can send them what you've created. It'll make it much easier for them.
And that's where we leave the JAWS version 6.1 presentation for this week. Part 2 will be on next week's main menu.